Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What? Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist. What my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is crazy. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
On this week's episode, I'm joined by MOBO award-winning artist Nadia Rose. For those who don't know, Nadia is a hugely talented rapper who writes amazing lyrics. But in this episode, I'm going to try and influence her to think of a lyric by Tupac. I don't know which one she'll go for, but hopefully a lyric that has a couple of swear words and uses the word clique. If I'm right, I'll be very happy, but for now, guard your mind and welcome to Influenced. Nadia.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Thank you. Was it a long trip in today?
It wasn't too bad, actually.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. This is Influenced. By the sounds of things, you know nothing about what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm a little bit blind here, John.
Well, that's good. That's good. Not enough surprises in life. Same. Well, listen, we're going to find out all about you. We're going to ask all sorts of questions. But my job as a magician, mentalist, is to find out a lot about you without you knowing how, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to play some games.
I'm very ready. I love games.
That's the attitude we're looking for, Nadia. Okay, we're going to play... Let's play Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh,
I like to start the show with this, right? Because we get to find out some stuff about you, find out some BS as well. For those of you who are listening who don't know Two Truths and a Lie, we're going to have Nadia tell us two things that are true, one thing that is a lie, kind of does what it says in the tin, really. You can take a second now, because it is a lot under pressure, to think of your two truths and a lie. While you're doing that, I'll be able to tell on your face once you've got them locked in. I should say that everyone else in the studio here is playing along, so you listening right now as well, you should absolutely try and guess as well. It's a lot more fun. It means you get an idea as to what I do, and you will see if you get it right or not. So as we go along, Nadia, the people are going to be listening to your tone of voice.
Yeah.
People watching are going to be watching your facial expressions.
Oh, gosh.
It's a lot of fun. Okay, Nadia, do you have two truths and a lie?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you sure?
I do.
I'm convinced.
I do. Which ones do I give you first?
Oh, so this is the thing. You can do it in... If you tell me, then I will know.
Any order. Oh, yeah.
Because if you're like, I'm going to give you the lie first, makes my job easy.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay.
I've got them.
So you have them. You don't tell me what's the truth. You don't tell me what the lie is.
Mm-hmm.
Our job, and particularly my job, is to tell you which. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. Relax. Are you ready? We're going to try and figure out what your tells are really, really fast. But We did hear that you wear your heart on your sleeve, so we'll see if that's true right now.
God, who's okay. telling you like this?
Okay, yeah, I have my little spies after you. It's okay, don't worry about it. It was the people in the cab on the way here. They were grilling me. No, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So you can give me the lie or the truths first. And what do you like? You just don't tell me which.
Uh-huh.
Give me the first one. No.
I am claustrophobic.
Okay, right. Short and sweet. The next one.
I've toured Australia and New Zealand 3 times.
Okay, good. And last one?
I've cracked my head open in the same space, in the same place, sorry, 3 times.
Okay, that one's, I'm 90% sure is true because you looked up as you did, as if you're remembering it. So I'm going to say that one's true, but I'm just going to hold off it for a second. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make a decision because you possibly could just be very good at lying. So we'll see. Okay, give me that. You said you are claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Right, how do you find this room?
This is okay.
This is okay?
This is okay.
Have you ever done anything that made you feel particularly claustrophobic? Like, was it caving or like, what, is it big groups of people?
Just tight spaces.
Tight spaces.
Well, apart from one. Okay. One tight space I don't mind. But yeah, generally.
That's all right. Okay.
A lot of other tight spaces I don't like.
I have a theory. I think I know what it is. Okay, so people listening right now, place your bets in your head. I'm going to say for sure, I think you really did crack your head open. Is that true?
That is true.
Tell me the story there, because that sounds brutal. Never happened to me.
Gosh. Okay, so it started, you know, summer holidays. I went to like a little holiday camp thing. And I'm running around on this gravelly floor. I'm teasing somebody about something. And they started chasing me. So I've started to run. And as I've turned the corner, I've fallen down and landed on a glass bottle.
Oh, my God.
Ask me why there was a glass bottle at the children's summer camp.
But yeah, okay. That's some summer camp.
So that was the first time. Cracked open, had to get the stitches.
All fine.
And then, yes.
You survived.
I've survived, yeah. And then I was leaving school, having, you know, summer holidays finished, back at school, and I'm not focusing, walking down the road, I'm talking to somebody, not focusing, and I walked into a lamppost.
Oh, for God's sake.
And, yeah, those stitches have just bust right open.
Wait, how soon after was this, did you say?
This was about 2 weeks.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, so, that's not good. Yeah. Really should have avoided that.
Pretty soon. And then we did some shopping, well, my parents and some shopping at Tesco. Mm-hmm. And I'm helping them in the kitchen, packing away. And I've literally just opened the cupboard.
Whoop. No.
What, same space.
What fell?
Opened up. What fell? Nothing.
Oh, was it the cupboard here?
Yeah,
head?
It was literally the edge of the cupboard, right in the same. I've got the scar.
You still have the scar?
Still have the scar to this day.
You're accident prone.
Yes.
Have you broken many other things?
No, actually. I've twisted things, I've torn things, I've sprained things, but luckily...
Cracking your head or splitting your head open sounds so bad, though. I remember when I was in school, I used to think that was like your skull cracked open to your brain. I used to think that's what that
That's a story I would tell my friends at school.
Yeah, it makes
they
you
could
sound
see my brain
like a war
like
here. Yeah, well, that's what I always thought it was. So you just keep me up at night.
Yeah,
well, you're a survivor, you're a hero. That's good. So that's a true story. All right.
That is very true.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure, but I'm going to ask one more question, then I'm going to make my bet, right?
Okay.
Give me the thing about touring one more time.
Okay. I've toured Australia and New Zealand 3 times.
Right. So here's where I think I'm getting confused. I think possibly that is close to being true, but maybe a little bit of a lie. I could be wrong. I'm going to go in and say you are actually claustrophobic, and I think you're telling a fib. I don't think you've done the tour. Am I wrong?
You're right.
Yes, there we go. That's 2 for 2 today. Okay,
you're right.
Right
there.
So that's good news. Well, hopefully the people listening right now got that right too. It is a lot of stress. So you are actually claustrophobic.
I am very.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's a horrible thing.
Like even today when we was coming here, I saw the lift as we was walking. I was like, oh God, no, please don't tell me we're getting a lift. And then we started doing the stairs. I was like,
where do you think that comes from? It's a weird. Oh, you like the stairs? Get your steps in.
Yeah, get my steps in and avoid the little tiny spaces.
Mm.
It's not good for me. I don't know what it is. They say, you know, maybe something happened as a child. I might have been locked in something. I don't know, but...
Possibly. Everything stems back to when we were kids.
Right.
It's a terrible time. Okay, but you have not actually toured?
I have, but it's 2 times.
That's what I thought. And just for the record, you didn't say anything about that or write that down anywhere in terms of you only did it 2 times. That really was... So I was close and that it was... Oh, okay, because I was getting confused as to why people sometimes do that, throw me off. Well, you're very good. I was genuinely a bit perplexed there.
Okay, guys, you must know the score by now. You can see how I would do this. It's always the stories that are close to being true that are usually the lie, just because it's easier for people to think of these things when they're put on the spot.
Well, listen, welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on. I'm not going to tell you more about what we're going to do just yet.
Okay.
We've got to know you a little bit. but I want to hear everything about you.
Right.
So first, I know I've done my research. As I say, I've had my little minions. Mm-hmm. You're related to Stormzy.
Correct.
A cousin?
Cousin, yeah.
Cousin. So are you guys close?
We are.
You are.
I mean, as we've grown up, I guess maybe we've got distant a little bit just because we've got our own grown up lives. But
of course,
we're still close.
And were you into music before, just the whole time he was doing that, completely separate? Was there any influence there?
No, separately. We've just both been creative.
Brilliant.
Yes. Like from I was young, my parents put me in Stagecoach and Brit School. And, you know, so it's always been something that is within me. And he was doing the same, just, you know, in
just
his,
separately?
Yeah, separately.
Where, anywhere was anyone else in your family apart from Stormzy? Were they musical performers?
My dad. So I mainly get the music bit from my dad because he used to be an MC back in his day.
Oh, no way.
So yeah, there was like literally he had vinyls all over the living room before there's the sofa was like just tiny.
Oh,
you couldn't even see it. It was just big speakers and vinyls
everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's really come back now, the whole vinyl thing.
Yeah. I'm
sure he loves that.
Yeah, he does.
He's probably got a fortune's worth of vinyls.
Like, it's crazy. It just, yeah, the whole loft, that just everything.
Oh, vinyls, that is brilliant. So that's where the music bug came from.
Yeah.
Presumably, I imagine, were you like rapping from a young age? That seems like, I can't imagine like a child walking around rapping. That seems strange to me in my head.
Do
or was that
what?
You?
I actually was.
No way.
But to be honest, like I said, I've just had this creative streak. So it hasn't just been music, like acting and dance was definitely there as well. And I feel like I was more towards the acting side of things as I was when I was younger. And it's the older I got, like, you know, when things were happening, I didn't go to write a script. I went to write bars, you know.
Yes.
I've had a hard day at school. God knows why.
Writing bars.
But yeah, I would write bars. So
gotcha.
I think that's how I transitioned slightly from the acting to the
Do you think that acting still plays a role in what you're doing now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like my latest video recipe, I'm on my Eddie Murphy-ish because I'm playing a couple roles.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. It's
well, you're
so
multi-talented, see? They can all bleed into
do you
one.
Get it?
How do you begin to write a rap? I don't even know what you do. You just sit down and
do you know what? I think you
happens.
Could do it because I call myself a magician, you know?
Do you?
I actually call myself a magician.
Don't steal my job, for God's sake. Come on, I'm stepping on my toes here, Nadia.
So I think there is a link. But, I mean, do you write?
With magic?
No, like, do you just write anyway?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, so I think, for me, it stemmed from that, just enjoying the English language and words. Yeah, like you would play with cards and manipulate things, just manipulate words.
Manipulate
to,
people, you know.
just play around with the words and to get what you want.
Assumingly then, your happiest time is when you're sitting working on material and having fun.
Yeah, do you know what? That's what keeps me sane, you know. Uh-huh.
It's like therapy.
It's therapy, you know. From year four, I always tell this story about my English teacher.
Oh, yeah?
No, sorry, she wasn't my English teacher. She was my music teacher.
Music teacher.
And she taught us how to say, row, row, row your boat, but using different words.
Oh, you're going to have to explain that to me. That's a whole...
So, you know, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Yeah.
So she taught us, propel, propel, propel your boat gently down the water solution.
Oh,
ecstatic, 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 ecstatic. Existence is but an illusion.
Oh.
So I was like, oh my God,
yeah,
it's the
this
same
is my
song.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same song, but you've used different words.
Love it.
Yeah, just from then I was locked. So just like words, synonyms, homonyms, thesaurus, dictionary, just
so
obsessed.
You're exactly right. You play with words the same way maybe somebody plays with an instrument. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never even thought of it that way. And presumably that's your happy space. You love doing it.
Absolutely.
I would imagine your brain struggles to switch off, in which case.
Yes.
Yeah. You're just, what do you say? By the time we've left the studio, you'll have a whole new verse.
I mean, I feel like I get very inspired and influenced by.
thanks.
Yeah. just my day-to-day experiences. You know, I'd leave here, I'd go studio, and I'm probably going to talk about something that happened here.
Yeah. Do you struggle to turn off and actually take free time outside of work?
I do. And I do get stick for it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
In my relationships especially. It's just like, you're not going to do that. You're going to do that. That's what it sounds like to me. They're probably saying words, but...
you just cast it out.
Yeah, it's like an obsession almost of just an addiction.
Yeah.
But it definitely is important to find a balance, you know, because... Yeah, but I'm still trying and learning.
Yeah, well, I'd imagine it's something we all just have to work on, but obviously you love it, so it doesn't feel like you're working then.
Yeah, exactly.
At the minute, is there anything that you're really, really loving working on? Maybe something that we don't know about?
Oh, there's a few things, to be fair. I don't know how much I can say about those things.
Yeah, don't get yourself into trouble. Agents are going to come after me.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely lots of bits that I love about it. Like, touring is like me on the stage. God, you got to come and see me live.
Well, I have to, absolutely.
You got to come and see me live, honey. I love...
Do you go crazy?
Absolutely wild. I'm like jumping off the speakers. I'm hanging off things, security, my management. Everyone's, you know, panicking in the back and I'm just
I'm loving it. Making sure there's no like high spaces around here that you can jump off. And
just absolutely loving it. It's just, that's literally when I come to life, you know.
Yeah.
It's great making it in the studio and that process is beautiful and I love every minute of it.
Mm.
But then taking that and sharing it with people, mm-hmm. like we're in this vicinity together, we're looking at each other. You know, we're probably all drunk together. It's just great. Yeah. And it's just, it's amazing. People singing about my lyrics to me.
Mm.
Just, that feeling. Oh, God, injects it into my veins.
Yeah, I've never been able to experience that with magic because people don't learn magic. I'd love to know what that feels like.
I mean, yeah, but you can still, I guess they won't be able to do it back to you, but.
Yeah, it's different for sure. But there has to be something special about that, though.
There is, yeah.
Is it surreal?
Very. Like, it would just be, and it's people from all walks of life. Just, you know, there'd be kids there, there'd be older people. Just, I'm in a whole different country, like in Australia, like I said.
Mental.
Other side of the world. And you know something that I just scribbled on a paper.
It just came from your head. That is it. Like, that is insane. Yeah. Is there a song that's your favourite at the moment to do live?
Oh, I mean, Squad will always be.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think, you know, I do this like great intro before. I'm like, oh, I want to know who you came with. Did you come with your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your auntie? I list out everybody, your colleague. And everyone's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, hug who you came with. Show some love.
Oh.
People hugging, kissing, spud. I'm like, hey, not too much with the kissing. They get carried away.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's just like this whole, this nice energy. I hug my people, my DJ, my hype girl, all like.
Deadly.
It's just this lovely moment of just togetherness. Mm. And then, yeah, then the beat drops and it's just like.
It smashes. Well, you're obviously intentionally creating that environment though.
Yeah.
That's not by accident. You do that on purpose.
Of course.
I think that's a good thing. Well, listen, we're going to find out more about you in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to get into another game because you just loved the last game so much.
I did.
You seemed so hyped. You didn't quite jump off stuff and speakers, but we were close. I could feel you were very close. That chair was like ready to go. It might still, yeah, after this game, you don't know. Right, we're going to get to probably my favorite part of the show.
Right.
20 questions, right? I'll explain the game here. And if this is your first time listening to Influenced, break this down. Game called 20Q. Ideally, I'll do this in less than 20 questions, but I'm going to get you to think of something. And in a number of questions, I'm going to try and tell you what it is that you're thinking.
Okay.
Right? I don't always get it bang on, but I try to get close. I would say I have a 80% hit rate. So we will see how we get on. I do think you are tricky to read because you're cheeky and you smile a lot when people don't usually smile, but we'll see. So ideally, I'll get this in less than 20 questions, but I'm going to ask you some things. You're going to give me answers. I'll try and tell you what you're thinking of.
Right.
So I always give the guests a choice. You could think of... the name of your first pet. It could be the name of the first person you kissed or first person you hooked up with. Do you have something locked into your head?
Yes.
Okay, you have it.
I've got it.
Do you want to tell me what... Yeah, tell everyone listening the category we're going for.
This is the first person I slept with.
Ooh, okay, last week. No, is this okay, don't give me too many clues. I'm going to try and tell you... Right, I'll tell you what we're going to get back to. But before we do, we have a little ad break and we'll be right back with you.
Did you win a BAFTA?
You also won a BAFTA. I'm Tabzi.
I'm Haider, and welcome to our brand new podcast called The World According to
Tabzi and Haider. Come on, I got the Tabzi first before the Haider.
You try to copy me, man. All right. Well, we're going to be here every week talking about our world, your world, and the world around us.
You are one man that I love and hate so much. You know how to annoy me so well.
Who would be your number one guest to have sat right here?
Peter Jones or Deborah Meaden.
Well, you don't rate Theo Pathetus.
I do. Theo Pathetus, I do rate him.
So make sure you join us every week where we have big guests, big topics, but no big zoo.
Yeah, come on.
Just me and Tabzi.
The World According to Tabzi and Ida. Crowd Podcast.
Why are you so aggressive, bro?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it.
Okay, Nadia Rose, if that is your real name, we are going to find out a little bit more about you now. We're going for the name of your first hookup, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a fun one. I'm going to ask you to relax your hands a little bit.
Oh God, okay.
So we're looking for tells here. And just before we start, this is why I like to always clear this. You do not know how we're about to do this.
I don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue. And we have not talked about this before. You just told me what it was. You're not in on this.
Yeah,
perfect.
Correct.
Okay, just want to clear that. It makes it more fun for the listeners. Okay. I'm going to try to do this. My target is to do it in 5 questions.
Oh, gosh.
But if I need more, then give me up to 20. If I go over 20, then here's the catch, though. You do not need to tell me the truth. So when I'm asking you these questions, you can, if you like, lie to me.
Oh.
If you want. Or you can tell the truth and I'll try and figure it out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Are you lying or telling the truth? It really does make sense, yeah.
That makes sense.
Good. Yeah. All right. So deep breath in. 20 questions time. Let's go. Okay. How long ago did this happen?
God. let's call it 13 years ago.
13 years ago. Okay, and is this someone that you still see now?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, I believe that's true. A little smirk confirms that that's good. Was this somebody you were friends with for a long time before?
No.
Does their name begin with the letter T?
No.
R?
Ooh. R is good.
Okay, let's try this again. Think of the second letter for me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Hasn't happened yet. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, T, U, V. Interesting. W, X, Y, Z. I figure it's a short name. I think we're almost the whole way through. Think of the name as a whole for me, would you? Can you just like slightly open your mouth? I don't say it, but imagine you're saying the name.
Oh my God.
Just imagine you're saying the name. Like, say it to... Do you know what's so crazy?
What is it?
After all these years, I can still hear the passion in your voice. You're like, Roo, Roo, Roo. Is that close? What was his name?
Roo.
There we go. We got a hit. I get a knuckle touch. I believe it's my prize for that. Thank you very much, Nadia. It really was Roo.
Wait. wait.
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
Are you going to explain or?
And here he is coming through the... Oh, God, no. God, no. Well, listen, I'll let you catch your breath for a little second and we will talk about that in a second. Thank you for doing that. I think that was, well, watch it back. It was 5 or 6 questions, but you did really, really well there. Anyway, listen, we have loads still to talk about. Okay, guys, time to be real. I got this one really, really early on. Since it's such a short name, her face was practically screaming the letters at me. And there's no real name other than Rue that has that makeup of letters. Easy peasy. You have a connection, I'll let you explain it, to Rihanna, no?
That is true. Wait, sorry, I'm still coming back from this show.
Yeah,
so sorry.
Let's just take a little 2-minute meditation. We'll all just get a nap out and just chill for a second. Do box breathing, that helps. Okay. Yeah, it helps.
Okay, I'm back in the room. Brilliant, okay.
Do you want me
yes.
to hypnotise you and just calm you down?
Please,
I can do that.
Please, no. but yes, Rihanna, wow. I randomly got an email just back in 2017 from somebody at Roc Nation asking me if I wanted to be involved in a writing camp for Rihanna. Wow. And, you know, they said they didn't even say Rihanna, they're like and I'm like,
what's going on here?
It's very suspicious. So I got a friend at the time to like reply, you know, posing as my manager. And yeah, it came back that it was very official.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna had asked for me personally. Because she saw my video squad and that was her tune with her girls.
So that was my next question is, how did she even spot you? But it was from one of your videos.
Yeah, she saw my video squad and that was the anthem with her and her girls. And
yes, that was her clique.
She said, I want to get this girl in to write for me.
Phenomenal.
Which I just thought was absolutely crazy. But of course, I'm not going to say no to that.
Absolutely not, no.
I got involved in the camp and it was amazing, a great experience. You know, the Americans, they're just... on point. It's not even you walk in that studio, it's not even a time to breathe, look left, right. We're starting, we're going
there
now.
Go.
Music's going, writing's happening.
God, I could learn some lessons. We're like 50-minute tea break whenever you came in here. God.
And it happens, like, you know, I go in sessions over here and, you know, we'll catch up for a bit. Oh, how's everything? And, yeah, you want a tea? And, you know, whatever.
That's the UK, isn't it?
Yeah. But over there, it was just... Pew, 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 pew. So, yeah, it was honestly a great experience. Some amazing music came out of the sessions. And, yeah, to this day, we talk. I
can just flex, hit her up
and just be like, oh, hey, Ree, how's things? How's
the kid?
And she's
lovely, presumably.
And yeah, she'll just reply and just...
Amazing.
Yeah.
Do you get any imposter syndrome when massive things like that happen? Because, like, things obviously move quickly for you, right?
Yes.
And that's got to feel strange sometimes, no?
Very strange. Mm. I don't think I'll ever, like, be somebody, oh, yeah, that's just the norm, of course, yeah. Mm. I genuinely just feel like I'll just always be bewildered by moments like that.
But, like, you know you're talented and hard, but no matter what, there's always going to be moments that are just like, what is going on?
Definitely.
Yeah, that is a crazy one with Rihanna. I'm a bit of a fan, so, you know.
Same.
Well, yeah, so that's why I asked about the imposter syndrome, because that's got to be, I imagine she was an influence in some way then, whenever you were writing and growing up.
I mean, yeah. For me, she's up there.
But who do you think then is the biggest, or like a couple of the biggest, like, are we talking Tupac, Eminem, what are we saying influence-wise?
Influence-wise for me, oh gosh, I'd say Eminem might get the top spot for
that.
Yeah, between Eminem and Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim? Yeah. I have not listened to Lil' Kim.
Ever.
Ever.
No, you're joking.
I'm being dead serious. I promise you, on my life, I've never listened to Lil' Kim.
Right, yeah, after this,
we got a chat.
I'm going to educate you.
We got a chat. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to come to one of your shows. I love Eminem.
Oh,
massive Eminem fan. Probably makes it worse than that I haven't listened to Lil' Kim as well.
I mean, they are different artists. But Eminem, for me, is the wit, the humour, very dark humour.
Mm.
And I love a bit of dark humour, me. And just his, don't give a... toss energy is definitely a bit of me.
He is the GOAT, like, isn't he? He is the best.
Yeah. I don't know if in today's...
No, that's what I was going to ask you. Like,
climate,
his new stuff.
He would get away with as much as he did back then. I mean, he definitely got stick for it, wasn't
he?
He
did, yeah.
But yeah, it would definitely be a lot worse in today's climate.
I think so, yeah.
Hello, me again. Did you notice the Tupac reference? It was very subtle. I carried the conversation on with Lil Kim and Eminem, and there's a reason for that. It all plants the seed without being too obvious. Oh, also, did you notice the clique reference earlier? Well, there'll be plenty more of those to come.
Are there any artists that you would love to work with that you haven't had the chance yet that would just be like, that's the one?
Oh gosh, there definitely are a few. But I think Stromae. Do you know Stromae?
No, oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
I'll teach you a few things. You're gonna
I think you really do. I have to go through a masterclass with you here. That's one.
Yeah. Stromae is up there. Oh, it's just musical brilliance. It's like, to me, music is universal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But his sound and delivery to me just gives very world. No matter where you are,
mm-hmm.
you are going to feel and understand what he is saying and telling you.
Totally.
Which to me is, it's just very powerful.
Yeah.
His videos are incredible as well. Just, everything. He produces his own stuff. He is music.
That's who you want to be, I assume, as well. That's to shoot for.
So I would love to work with Stromae. I've worked with Mel C, which was great.
Oh, that's cool.
But I would love to work with all the girls, all the Spice Girls. Put me on a track with all of them.
I think I read somewhere you are like a super fan for Spice Girls.
Super.
Yeah. I mean, I can't fault you for that. That's fair.
Yeah, it was quite unhealthy, actually, when I look back. But
but we're still here. It's okay.
We're still here.
Have you ever got to meet them?
Only Mel C.
Mel C, obviously, but not the... You haven't got to even meet them yet. Oh, I see. There's always something to look forward to.
I know, right?
There always is. So they inspire you because of all the different sort of avenues they're in. They're doing lots of stuff. They produce themselves. Do you think there's anything missing with where you're at the minute and what you would like to be doing more of that you're not yet?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I love to collaborate. For me, I would love to just do more collaborations. I feel like at the moment, a lot of my collaborations are just within my internal circle and, you know, people that I can just hit up. But I would love to, people that are kind of out of my reach to some extent, would love to just create some more with them. Mm. And I produce as well, so I would love to actually produce for other people. I've done a few bits, again, for my internal circle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to make a beat and send it over to, I don't know, Pharrell. Oh, Pharrell, do you want to add some touches to this? What do you feel about this? And, you know, so yeah, that's something I would love to focus on.
By the sounds of things, the way you say music seems like it's quite collaborative and people don't mind sharing. I've heard the opposite as well, that people like keep it so secret and they don't share as much, but maybe it must depend on the person.
I think it depends on the person. And I think in today's climate, again, I feel like unity is definitely something we need to be striving for. There's been a lot of, you know, especially with women, God, you come in this, they want to pit you against this one and pit you against this one. And I was even a believer back in the day that, you know, there can only be one queen, only one of us at the top at a time. Mm-hmm. But as I've grown and, you know, I've been in the industry a little bit longer, I understand that there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
We all have different things about us that, you know, one thing can complement, you know, someone else's thing. And yeah, I'm definitely all here for collaboration. I think I'm seeing it amongst the industry that it's happening a bit more.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. But that's the industry. Your family and friends, like, well, not family have always been there, but friends that before, do you still have the same circle now, or has it changed as things have started to move for you? Because that could be hard.
Yeah.
You sometimes lose people along the way.
The circle is very different.
Okay.
Now it's more like a dot. which
that's good. I like that.
You know, it's not a problem. I feel like I would rather have just
same circle, same clique.
Just three real ones in my corner than, you know, having 20 just, they're just here for the,
totally,
for the ride. Yeah.
Do you get a bit of that? People kind of, not maybe takers, because if you're doing something cool and you're talented, there are going to be people that just want to know you because they want to say that they know you. That's for sure. You find that tricky sometimes?
I do, because it's like people are good at hiding that, you know, hiding what their real intentions are. And yeah, I'm just one of those people. I'm like, oh yeah, I trust you. I trust you. I love you just instantly.
Which is actually probably a good thing overall.
Well,
but you can maybe burn yourself sometimes.
Yeah, I think I've just allowed that in too many situations. But yeah, as I say, every day I live and I learn and I'm growing. And yeah, it's definitely hard to decipher who's really, you know, just here, because yeah, the circle's different, but the circle's great.
It's a good circle. Yeah. The dot is great. That should be your friend group's name now. If you have a group chat, call it the dot. I'm gonna do it when I get home. I'm changing to the dot. It's good, isn't it? Yeah, I think as you get a little bit older as well, you realise you don't need to have 100 different friends.
Honestly,
it just becomes a fad.
Changing, you know, everyone, we go down different paths, and if we link, then we do. If we don't.
Yeah, you'll attract the right people. Right, listen, I want to show you one last thing before we finish up. Before we do, the floor is yours. What are you working on? What do you want to tell the people about? How can we help you? What can we get the word out about?
Oh gosh, I've got new material, music. I've got some TV bits.
Ooh, exciting.
and yeah, I'm doing a headline show as well, Nadia and Friends.
When is that?
Can't say the exact date.
You don't know just yet?
Then the exact date, but keep posted on my socials and it'll be there.
Where's the best place, socials, to get you this so they can find you?
Instagram,
and it's just presumably at Nadia Rose.
At Nadia Rose Music.
Nadia Rose Music. Well, yeah, I will try my very best to be then at the show. I'd love to see it.
Please.
Can't wait to see you launching yourself off a speaker. Just don't fall.
I know it's going to happen.
On me, because I'm just a little weakling, you know. I don't know. I'm not ready for that energy.
You know what? I think the adrenaline from the show.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be jumping off too.
Right.
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, I'll show you a trick right before you go on stage, and then that'll really put you off. Maybe you're in. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure something.
I like that.
Love it. Well, you know, absolutely. Keep an eye out for that, guys. And with that in mind, I want to try one last thing, right? This has been kind of what we're building to. Now, I should warn you before we start, the listeners know something you don't. And I think it's going to interest you a little bit. And throughout the show, the entire time from the second you've come in here, we've been trying to do something to you. I do not know if it has worked yet.
Right.
So we're going to see. And it doesn't every time, but I'm hoping, just because you're quite receptive and we've got a good rapport going, that this has worked. So I'm going to ask you right now, in your head, to concentrate on a song lyric, right? Okay. On a song lyric that it's possibly your favourite of all time. I'm not sure, whatever, or just a song lyric. And you just give me a yes when you have one instantly pops into your head that you can see bold.
Got him.
You got him. Okay, and that's fair, right?
Yeah.
That is fair. Okay. I'm going to show you something in a second on my phone. Could you give me just one kind of keyword or one word that stands out inside the lyric?
Oh, gosh, that's cheating.
Just, yeah, I mean, I'm not that talented. Come on. Nadia, give me all the help. I need. I'm struggling here. My hands are sweating. Come on.
Off.
Off. Okay, that is giving me absolutely no help at all. That's all. Thanks, Nadia. Do you know what? Okay, listen. I'm actually just going to ask you to give me the whole thing.
Okay.
And I should say, whenever you came in, before you did anything, mm-hmm. and which I told you this, I went and recorded the intro to the show.
Yes.
And I did that before you did anything, right? Mm-hmm. And we recorded that. I told you it was going to be recording 67.
Yeah.
I just showed you that and you could see it was recorded before we started recording, doing anything like that. Can you
yes.
see? You want to check it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true.
And she's like, how skeptical can I be as possible? That's good. You've thought of a song. Could you actually just give me the lyric?
Is this a trick? Is it?
I just don't think, I'm slightly anxious this might not have worked. So if you give me the full,
okay.
full lyric.
It is, first off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
That is the most colourful, perfect one I could have ever imagined. I'm very, very pleased. The people listening right now are going to be smiling ear to ear. Can you just give it one more time?
First off, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
Okay, you're going to find this really, really interesting. Just for the record as well, what's that a lyric from? What song?
That's from Tupac, Hit 'Em Up.
Hmm. And you really could have thought of any lyric?
Any lyric.
Just popped into your head?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't want to be the one to do it.
I don't like this already.
Could you just hit play on that recording and listen to what I recorded before you even thought of a lyric? Could you just hit play for me?
My anxiety, okay.
Those nails are going to make it very hard to do that every week. Anxiety.
On this week's episode, I'm joined by MOBO award-winning artist Nadia Rose. For those who don't know, Nadia is a hugely talented rapper who writes amazing lyrics. But in this episode, I'm going to try and influence her to think of a lyric by Tupac. I don't know which one she'll go for, but hopefully a lyric that has a couple of swear words and uses the word clique. If I'm right, I'll be very happy. But for now, guard your mind and welcome to Influenced.
And that'll do. You did absolutely perfectly.
What's the hell?
It is a little bit weird, isn't it?
A little?
How do you feel?
I feel exposed. Oh my gosh.
And just out of curiosity, was that the first one that popped into your head?
It was.
It was, yeah, I hope so.
It was. But are you going to explain that one?
You know, when the cameras are off, when the mics are off, I will absolutely not tell you how that
okay.
works. Yeah, absolutely not. Listen, Nadia, thank you so much for coming on to Influenced. I've had a good time. I might have caused you, like, extreme anxiety, and I'm so sorry about that. But hopefully you enjoyed most of your time here on the show.
I did. I feel very discombobulated right now.
I haven't heard that word in years. That's a good word.
God.
Yeah, you can tell. Oh, God, you really are taken aback.
No,
that's
am.
Okay.
I didn't think he was going to get it.
Mm. Yeah, I sort of have to, or else the show kind of sucks. So we have to. Right, listen.
Wow.
Nadia, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners before we finish up? Anything else you want to plug? Just a reminder, again, you have the show. It's you and friends, you said?
Yes.
Do we know who the friends are yet, or is that a big...
Oh, that's a big secret.
That's a big secret.
Well,
okay, love
some
it.
Some good friends and more. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I can't wait for it. I'll do my absolute best to be there. And again, Nadia Rose Music on Instagram. I'm sure we'll put all your details everywhere else.
Please.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for fucking with my head.
you're very, very welcome. All right, guys, that has been this week's episode of Influenced. I hope you enjoyed. And as always, watch your thoughts because you never know who might be listening. Have fun.
Here's what's coming up on next week's episode.
How? How did you get that from those questions? Of which I was trying to lead you up a garden path, massively.
Yeah, I could tell.
How have you even done that?
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza? Eliza is a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction. Or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.